13. Rainy days make me sad. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. What do Amy and Tina think of the two restaurants?
I'm hungry, Amy.
So am I. Why don't we get something to eat?
Yeah, let's go to the Rockin' restaurant. I love their hamburgers.
Oh, Tina, I hate the Rockin' restaurant.
Why? The food is great, isn't it?
The food's fine. I just don't like the atmosphere. Those awful pictures in the walls make me sad. And the loud music makes me tense.
Okay. So where do you want to go, Amy?
Let's go to the Blue Lagoon. The soft music makes me relaxed.
Not me.
It makes me sleepy.
Activity 2A. Listen and number the pictures 1 through 4 in the order that you hear them.
Did you and Amy have fun last night, Tina?
Well, John, yes and no.
Was Amy late as usual?
Yes, she was. And waiting for her made me angry.
Where did you go?
First we went to the Rockin' restaurant, but Amy didn't want to stay. She said that loud music made her tense.
That's funny. Loud music always makes me want to dance.
Me too. So then we went to the Blue Lagoon. It was quiet, and the food was great. We had a good time.
Then did you go to the concert at the high school?
No, we decided to go to the movies. We saw Remember Me Forever. It was a really good movie, but it was so sad that it made us cry.
Sad movies don't make me cry. They just make me want to leave.
You sound just like my brother.
Activity 2B. Listen again and check the things that Tina and John said.
Did you and Amy have fun last night, Tina?
Well, John, yes and no.
Was Amy late as usual?
Yes, she was. And waiting for her made me angry.
Where did you go?
First we went to the Rockin' restaurant, but Amy didn't want to stay. She said that loud music made her tense.
That's funny. Loud music always makes me want to dance.
Me too. So then we went to the Blue Lagoon. It was quiet, and the food was great. We had a good time.
Then did you go to the concert at the high school?
No, we decided to go to the movies. We saw Remember Me Forever. It was a really good movie, but it was so sad that it made us cry.
Sad movies don't make me cry. They just make me want to leave.
You sound just like my brother.
3A. Read this article. Then write answers to the questions below. Restaurant science. Restaurant owners have to know how to make food. They also have to know how to make money. Here are some things they've learned from scientific studies. The color red makes people hungry. Red also makes customers eat faster. Many fast food restaurants, therefore, have red furniture or walls. Soft colors like pink and light blue make people relaxed, so they spend more time eating their meals. Soft lighting makes people look good, but it makes food look bad. Loud music may be nice at first, but it soon makes people want to leave. Hard seats also make customers want to eat quickly and leave. Many restaurants, especially fast food restaurants, use this knowledge to make customers eat faster. Customers only sit for about 20 minutes before they leave. Because customers don't stay very long, small restaurants can serve many people every day.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen, do the people like the products in Activity 1A? Write yes for products they like, and no for products they don't like.
Wow! Look at this ad for Easy Care Shampoo. They're the shiniest hair ever.
I can't stand ads like that. They make me really mad.
Why?
They make you think that you can look like the person in the ad. But I bought that shampoo, and it didn't work.
I agree. Look at this one. Look out sunglasses. For that mysterious look. I bet they don't even keep out the sun.
And what about this one? Beauty cream. The silky skin soap.
Wait a minute. I tried beauty cream, and it worked really well. It makes your skin really soft. Have you ever tried Starshine toothpaste? Oh, you mean whiter than white. Yeah, I tried it and it tastes terrible. I'd never use it.
I guess you shouldn't believe everything you read.
Activity 2B. Listen again. What do the people say about the products? Draw lines to match.
Wow! Look at this ad for Easy Care Shampoo. They're the shiniest hair ever.
I can't stand ads like that. They make me really mad.
Why?
They make you think that you can look like the person in the ad. But I bought that shampoo, and it didn't work.
I agree. Look at this one. Look out sunglasses. For that mysterious look. I bet they don't even keep out the sun.
And what about this one? Beauty cream. The silky skin soap.
Wait a minute. I tried beauty cream, and it worked really well. It makes your skin really soft. Have you ever tried Starshine toothpaste? Oh, you mean whiter than white. Yeah, I tried it, and it tastes terrible. I'd never use it.
I guess you shouldn't believe everything you read.
What's the article about? Do you agree with it? Advertising. Pros and cons. In the modern world, advertising is everywhere. Some people think that ads are great. Others hate ads. Saying that they make our cities and countryside look ugly. Many ads are aimed specifically at teenagers. And some young people see more than 100 advertisements a day. It's true that some ads can be very useful. For instance, they can help you to compare two different products so that you can buy the one you really need. They can also help you save money. When prices are listed, you can go to the store with the lowest price. Ads also tell you when stores are having sales. However, some advertising can be confusing or misleading. Sometimes the words sound good, but don't really tell you anything about the quality of the product. At other times, the picture in an ad looks a lot better than the real thing. And you have to be careful. At times, an ad can lead you to buy something you don't need at all. Self-check. 2. read the diary, and then write words to show how Ming feels at different times during the day.
Dear diary, I thought today was going to be really bad. To start with, it was raining, and rainy days make me sad. And it was my birthday, but when I got up, no one was home. And Mom and Dad hadn't left me a note. I walked to school with my best friend, Gu. She didn't say anything either. This made me a little angry. After all, I remembered her birthday last month. In class, the teacher asked me for my homework. But as I was so tense when I left home, I'd forgotten to bring it with me. That made me annoyed with myself. But things got better. Gu invited me for lunch. I was so surprised. Mom and Dad and all my friends were there. I had a wonderful surprise birthday lunch. That made me very happy.
Reading.
Receiving money makes me uncomfortable. Many books have been written about the art of giving. But what about the art of receiving? Sometimes receiving a gift can be difficult, especially when someone buys you a gift you don't want. I remember when I was about 12 years old, my parents bought me a purple purse, laughs Guo Xiaojin. It really made me feel embarrassed because, to be honest, I thought the purse was really ugly. Still, I pretended that I liked it, because I knew it would make my parents happy. Hongling agrees. That sounds like my grandparents. A few years ago, my grandparents gave me an orange sweater for my birthday. I used to wear it every time I visited them, but when I left their house, I took it off. Of course, this made me feel guilty. It was a very nice thought. But my grandparents have different taste from me. I think it's hard to buy clothes or other personal things for people. To make things easier, some people would rather just give money. In some cultures, however, receiving money can make people uncomfortable. When someone gives me money, it just makes me think they're being lazy, says John Wilson. In England, we have a saying, it's the thought that counts. When someone gives me money, I feel they didn't think at all. I prefer to receive a gift that has some thought behind it. I don't mind if it's something I don't need. If someone has thought about a gift for me, it always makes me happy. Different people have very different thoughts on this subject. So maybe the art of receiving is even more difficult than the art of giving. What do you think?